This is Terry Mandel, DO Dictating Attorney, letter to Richard Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, David Flowers, please note the following medical letter, period. David is D-A-V-I-D, Flowers, F-L-O-W-E-R-S, period. On April 25th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I took the history directly from the patient, comma, reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 50-year-old male, height 5'11" tall, weight 200 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about April 9th of 2022, period. The patient was a driver with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when the vehicle was totaled, period. The vehicle was drivable but had a bent frame, period. Another vehicle ran a red light, striking the patient's Honda Accord in the passenger rear area, period. No airbags were deployed, period. The patient hit his head on the driver's side window, and he was jerked, period. A few hours later, he had pain in his low back, comma, down his left leg to his shin, comma, upper back, comma, and right shoulder pain, period. Despite treatment present day, he is still experiencing low back pain with radiation, period. New paragraph, period. The patient's low back pain is constant, period. It is intermittent in severity, period. It is described as an aching pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down his left leg to his shin, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that the next day he saw his family doctor who examined him and referred him to a back specialist, period. He was seen there a couple days later in x-rays, period. He was told that he also had possible arthritis, and he was seen at rehab for physical therapy at IU, period. He was seen there a couple times, but he was unable to follow up because of inguinal hernia surgery, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. Walking greater than 3 blocks, comma, walking upstairs, comma, standing greater than 5 minutes, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as football and basketball, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Prescription medications include ibuprofen, comma, tramadol, comma, Norco, comma, and a as-needed heart medication, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes ibuprofen, comma, tramadol PRN, comma, stretching exercises, comma, and a back brace, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for a heart irregular rhythm, comma, vitamin D deficiency, comma, and back strains, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for inguinal hernia 6 weeks ago, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals that at age 20, due to improper lifting, he strained his low back, and it required one doctor's visit for medication, and it resolved in 2 days without permanency, period. The patient has not been involved in other automobile accidents, period. He had a work injury 6 years ago when foreign matter, which was metal, was lodged in his eye, and it was removed by an eye doctor, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that he is a prior welder, but he is unable to do so at the present time because of his back, period. He is unable to lift heavy items at work, period. He will, however, be able to work a lighter type and less physical type job full-time in the future, period. New paragraph. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. These records included Community South emergency room visits, family medicine, Community North records, community family medicine records, therapy records, and South records, period. Records from Community, July 6, 2022, Community Spine Center South, relates 49-year-old male patient with vitamin D deficiency who presents today for evaluation of his low back pain, which radiates into his left leg, period. While his chronic intermittent low back pain has been present for years, his acute pain has been present since motor vehicle accident of July 9, 2022. On physical examination, there were abnormalities of the reflexes left and right. There was positive straight leg raising right and left, tenderness to palpation in the lower lumbar paraspinal muscles, range of motion diminished in the lumbosacral spine, period. X-rays of the lumbar spine were done. They were negative for fracture, period. Assessment was left lumbar radiculitis and degeneration of lumbar or lumbosacral intervertebral disc, period. Plan was proceed with conservative treatment consisting of a dedicated program of spine-specific physical therapy, period. If the patient does not respond to conservative treatment, we will proceed with an MRI of the lumbosacral spine, period. We may then decide to proceed with interventional treatment for the patient's low back, period. Physical therapy note, Community South, July 11th, 2022, 49-year-old male, reports to physical therapy for low back pain. Recently, since the car wreck, though, he has had lower back pain, period. The car accident was on April 9th, and that seemed to tip him over the edge, period. Their assessment was acute low back pain episode. Patient shows reduced trunk range of motion, decreased flexibility, and poor core strength. Will benefit by continued physical therapy, period. Office visit note, Community Family Medicine. States patient was seen in the ER on April 28th for acute back pain, period. Was involved in a car crash on April 2nd, 2022. The notes follow. Family medicine note, May 18th, 2022. Patient complains of lower back pain for the last month, 1 month. That got worse recently. He was involved in an MVA 1 month ago, and since then has been experiencing this lumbar back pain, period. His most recent imaging results discussed with the patient and showed mild disc space narrowing at L4-5 and moderate disc space narrowing at L5-S1 and mild facet arthritis L4-5 and L5-S1. Discussed referral to spine clinic for evaluation and also advised to start physical therapy for back exercises, period. On examination, there were abnormalities with tenderness in the lumbar area and positive straight leg raising on the left. Assessment is degeneration of L4, L5 intervertebral disc, narrowing of intervertebral disc space, and lumbar radiculopathy. They state that his most recent lumbar spine X-ray showed mild disc space narrowing and facet arthritis, period. Emergency room report, Community South, April 28, 2022. Arrived for evaluation of back pain, period. He states he was in a car crash on the 9th, period. It is right lower back, period. On physical examination, there was tenderness to palpation of the right lower back. Their assessment is they suspect this is a muscular back pain. He does not need imaging at this time period. Patient is instructed to call PCP for close follow-up. Impression is acute right-sided low back pain without sciatica, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and taking the patient's history and physical examination, I have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has received as a result of the automobile accident of April 9th, 2022, were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, April 25th, 2023, there were two scars noted involving the right dorsal wrist, secondary to old laceration, period. There was a 5-centimeter scar involving the right lower leg due to an old laceration, period. ENT examination revealed pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles were intact, period. Examination of the neck was unremarkable, period. Examination of the thoracic spine was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the lumbar area was diffusely abnormal, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the lumbar area, period. The patient had a mildly flexed gait, period. There was diminished strength in the lumbar area, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 34 degrees and extension diminished by 6 degrees, period. Lateral side bending was normal, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 74 degrees left and 86 degrees right, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished strength of the left great toe, period. There was diminished sensation involving the left dorsal foot, diminished sensation of the left dorsal foot, period. There was a diminished left Achilles reflex at 1/4, remainder of the reflexes 2/4, period. The patient was unable to walk on his heels, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, lumbar trauma, sprain, strain, and pain, period. Number two, lumbar left leg radiculopathy with radiculitis, period. Number three, prior history of stable degenerative disc disease, period. Diagnoses 1 and 2 are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of April 9th of 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 4% whole body impairment, period. This impairment rating would have been significantly higher had it not been for his prior past medical history, period. New paragraph. I'm sorry, not new paragraph. Same paragraph. As a patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to worsening and severe arthritis in the low back area as a result of the automobile accident of April 9th of 2022, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include more physical therapy at an estimated cost of $2,200, period. The patient will need ongoing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesic generic medications at an estimated cost of $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A TENS unit would cost approximately $500, period. A low back brace costs $250 and would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient would benefit by some injections in his low back at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. An MRI of the lumbar area should be acquired at an estimated cost of $3,500, and depending upon the results, may result in low back surgery for a possible herniated disc. period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.